afternoon. This is your captain speaking from the flight deck. We're just wrapping up a little last-minute paperwork here, and hopefully you're all settled in for this short one-hour flight out of Knoxville. We're expecting a smooth ride up at 28,000 feet, of course. We'd like you to keep your seatbelts fastened, as unexpected turbulence or dead air can happen any time during the radio program. Please remember to take all of your pets out of the overhead bin for the duration of this flight. Too soon? Thanks for flying with us.
I've got a major problem. My fiancé was kidnapped and taken to Hawaii. I've got to get there now.
Well, I'm trying to make arrangements on the 21st.
You're not even flying today?
No.
This line? We're all flying today.
Please, sir, if you don't get back on...
Then what? I'll be arrested, put in airport jail?
Now, from the worldwide headquarters of the most trusted name in travel, this is Eric the Travel Guy Radio. Now, here's Eric.
I'm telling you right now, the program cannot be stopped. My name is Eric Hastings. You are listening to Eric the Travel Guy Radio. We're coming to you live from the Talk Radio 92.3 and AM 760 FMT Insurance Studios. If you're listening on the podcast, we appreciate that. The nice download situation on iTunes. All of the information that we discuss on today's program can be found on our website at erictheTravelGuy.com. It's pretty easy to remember. That's Eric with a K for those of you scoring at home or if you're by yourself. Now, listen, this is the theme of the week. If you've not heard the program before, I'm happy to review the information. This show is designed specifically for you. Now, you may be pointing at your chest to say, wait, no, I'm sorry. Is it me? No, it's you. Yes, that's who I'm talking with. And frankly, let's forget about everybody else. Let's just keep it between you and I. Because a lot of time the hangers-on, I just can't deal with them. The sycophants, the toadies, the lackeys, I can't deal with it. Just you and I. Let's keep this intimate together, okay? I mean, this is the way it should be every week. That's the way I see it. I don't know how you see it. That's the way I hear it. I don't know how you hear it. But the theme of the week is this. I would like you to participate in the world in which you would like to live in. Everybody calm down. Everybody said, we're not going to talk about Kavanaugh this hour. We're not doing it. I'm not doing it. Oh, great. Now I just said his name. Oh, terrific. I got up this morning and said, whatever I do, don't say his name this hour, because this is a show about travel. This is what it's all about. And I've often said that travel is not political, but the reality of it is it is. Anywho, to some degree. And so that's why I would encourage you to think about that for just a second. Participate in the world in which you'd like to live in. Perhaps you don't like the world you live in. Well, perhaps you should move to another galaxy. I don't know. That's up to you. My point is that you do have the power to institute change if there's something that you don't particularly like. And travel is a part of that. You say, well, come on, Eric. I work. I have children. I have a spouse. I have a boyfriend. I have a girlfriend. They're kind of needy. And I have a lot of things on my plate right now. I'm with you. You know, travel's not that important. I mean, I'm saving for college. I got kids. I'm saving for my retirement. Whatever it is. Yeah, I got all that. But let me make it very clear. The travel business itself, you realize that one out of every 9 U.S. jobs depend on the travel and tourism industry? 1 in 9. I think that's pretty cool. By the way, in terms of participating, if you'd like to participate in this program, the phone line is open. I give the phone number out every week, and people don't call because, I don't know, they're so mesmerized by the sound of my voice, they can't possibly pick up the telephone. I don't know why. But anyway, the Crown Plaza call-in line is 865-888-TALK, 865-888-8255. By the way, I got a very nice note in my mailbox today from my mail carrier who just discovered Beyond Your Backyard. No kidding. I thought he wrote it on one of those return receipts, certified mail pieces of paper. I was like, oh, great. Something else from the lawyers. No, it was this really nice note saying, Dear Eric, I just watched your Gettysburg episode on Beyond Your Backyard, and you know, you were terrific. I love the show. I can't wait to see other episodes. I thought that was really cool. That show, by the way, is on. That's our PBS series that we do for PBS, and it's on here in East Tennessee, and it's nationwide as well. So I'm very excited about that. And again, when we talk about participating in the solution here, that is one of the things that I do. So, you know, every now and again, you might tune in, and I'm not here. We're doing a best of, although how, I don't know how we pick the best of, but whatever. My point is that, but my point is I hopefully I'm leading by example here, and that we go out to these places and we actually go to these places and we stay in the hotels and we fly on the airlines and we, you know, eat in the restaurants and we go to the different points of interest. And it is a massive undertaking and we're really just scratching the surface to begin with. But again, this is the part about the participation for this week that I would like you to at least consider, because what's it all for anyway? I mean, while we're on the subject, like, we're all going to be worm food. Are you living your best life? Perhaps you went to McDonald's today and perhaps you feel bad about it. I don't know what your deal is. My point is, I don't know. I mean, maybe you didn't. Maybe today you got up and you went to the gym and you're taking care of yourself and you finally stopped smoking cigarettes and, you know, maybe you cut down on the caffeine. You're drinking your 100 ounces of water a day or whatever it is. Maybe you are. I don't know. If you are, please share some tips with us, because the rest of us could use a little help when it comes to these matters. But nevertheless, I want to make sure that you include travel in your day-to-day and in your thoughts. And the reason I want you to do that is because I believe that by going on these trips, it actually helps make the world a better place. And we've talked about that theme before on this show, and it's certainly a theme that comes up time and time and time and time again, because I actually believe it. You know, it's I could have done anything with my career. As a matter of fact, I wanted to be Johnny Carson. I wanted to be David Letterman. That's just, I mean, if you go back, and as a matter of fact, we're going to shoot in my hometown. We're going to shoot an episode in Des Moines, Iowa, where I'm from. And I'm really excited to do that because, again, we're going to go back and we'll go to the high school I went to and, you know, the theaters I used to perform in. And this is what I wanted to do. And that's why I moved to New York when I was, well, I don't know, 25-ish, 24, I guess. If my mom were alive, she would tell me the exact year. She knows. I always forget. So travel to me just sort of arrived on my doorstep about a decade ago, even though I'd been traveling, you know, for leisure. You know, I went on family trips. Some of my best memories are on family trips with my brother Patrick and I. You know, we beat the hell out of each other in the back of the station wagon. That's before you had to wear seatbelts and car seats and various other things. But those were memories, literally, sounds kind of marketing-y-speaky, but those are the memories that last forever. Anybody could buy a diamond necklace. What are you going to do? Wear it around the house? Does it make you feel good? You got the bling? I love the bling. Sure. Is that what the kids call it? I don't know what the kids call it. I can't be bothered. My point is that if push comes to shove, of course I want you to take care of your family. And of course I want you to fulfill your obligations. And yes, you don't have to pay taxes, but the government would appreciate it if you did. And if you don't, well, there could be some consequences there. But I want to make sure that you're including travel in all of this, because once again, when you go out and you start to learn more about, for instance, the different cultures that you're going to be experiencing. By the way, this entire program is run on Cuban coffee. I love Cuban coffee. Love it. Absolutely love it. I'm having it right now, right over here. I'm just doing the thing. Like, I'm going to take a drink while I'm thinking about it. Yeah, I don't care. It's fine. I'll take a minute. My show. I can do whatever I want. You think I'm not taking? I am actually doing it. Mm-hmm. Watch me choke on my own coffee. That'd be hilarious. I would love that. All right. Now, we do have a big program today, and I'm looking forward to this because I've been gone for a few weeks. I just got back like 3 days ago, and I can't even begin to tell you, but I'm going to try to explain where I was. So we're going to go into where I just got back from. We're also going to head over to Bristol, Tennessee today, and I was just there 2 days ago. And once that's a whole other thing. And I was thinking today, too, we might. Oh, and listen to this. This is exciting, too. Next year, I'm almost fell off my chair. I'm so excited about it. Next year, I'm going to go on a cruise, as I do a number of times throughout the course of the year. I just got off one 10 days ago. We're going to go next year. But this time, we're going to bring viewers and listeners with us. So you can actually come with us on one of these trips next year. It's March 3rd through the 9th. It's on the Carnival Horizon. It's the newest ship in the Carnival line. It is a gorgeous ship. Again, I was just on it 10 days ago to shoot some video and look around and meet with everybody and really kind of button up what we're going to do. We're going to go to Ocho Rios, Jamaica. We're going to go to Grand Cayman. And we're going to go to Cozumel, Mexico. 6 days out of Miami. Pricing starts at, I think it's like $900 a person. $900. Are you kidding me? Really? You can't knock together $900 by next March? And once again, this is what happens with these trips. Even as I'm mentioning this to you right now, there's a portion of the people listening to the sound of my voice right now. And again, this is between you and I anyway, so I don't know who those other people are. But I know that I know they're out there. And they're shaking their head right now going, I'm not doing that. Yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm not going on a cruise. Cruise sucks. Really. Really, that whole multi-billion dollar industry is filled with a bunch of idiots. Is that what you're, that's the conclusion you're drawing here? Uh-huh. Here's the deal on cruising. And I will totally bottom line this for you. It's so incredibly easy. About 28 million people cruised last year. Last year alone, the most popular destination in the world, the Caribbean. Do you know how easy it is to get to Miami from here? Or Galveston, Texas, where you can hop on a cruise ship? Or Charleston, South Carolina, even from Knoxville. You say, oh, well, Knoxville, we're kind of out here. You know, we don't have good air service. That's not true. I fly Delta, I fly American, I fly United, I fly Allegiant, I fly Frontier, all out of this airport here when I'm here over the summer. So let's nail down and knock out those other excuses as to why you're not going. Well, I'm not going on a cruise because, I might get seasick. Really, these cruise ships are the size of aircraft carriers. You think you can feel the motion of the ocean? No. The only motion you might be feeling is when you have, you know, five or six too many rum cocktails and you stumble back to your stateroom. That's the only side to side you'll be feeling. I'm telling you, I've been there. I don't do that anymore as much because I'm old. No, because I have to work for a living. But again, okay, what's the other reason? Well, I'm going to get sick. I see the stories out there. They get the neurovirus. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the likelihood of that is also very slim. So we've begun to really knock out. Well, and then that's the other thing. I don't know if I want to hang out with all those people. It's a lot of people, right? This ship alone, 4,000 passengers on it, 1,600 crew. You think you're going to be shoulder to shoulder with everybody? You're not. You're spread out all over the ship. You're in ports. You don't travel with 4,000 of your closest friends, for heaven's sakes. You do your deal on your terms. That's the point of that type of vacation. And what it does is it helps you learn whether or not is Jamaica right for you? Is Mexico right for you? Is Belize? Is Roatan? You know, in Honduras? Whatever it is, these are the things you get to learn. So those are the things we're going to be talking about this week. And wait until you hear this. We're going to do a radio experiment this hour before the end of the program. Yeah, we're doing it. We're doing it. My show, I can do whatever I want. I'm doing it. Nobody can stop me. John's going to have to call me personally and tell me not to do it. And if he wants me not to, I won't. But we're doing it before 4 o'clock today. You stay with us. It's Eric, the Travel Guy Radio. We will continue in a moment.
Is Eric the Travel Guy Radio.
Thank you, Aaron Sega, and welcome back. It is Eric the Travel Guy Radio. It is already, 22 minutes after the hour. We're coming to you from the FMT Insurance Studios here at Talk Radio 92.3 and AM 760. The Crown Plaza call-in line is working. It is 865-888-TALK, 8255. Always happy to answer your questions, all things related to travel. The theme this week, we do have a theme going on this week. I'm not a big fan of theme shows, but the idea of participating in the world you wish to live in, that's what travel is all about. That's what this program is all about, with ideas on where to go, what to do, and where to stay. Coming up later on, we're going to do a little radio experiment. I'm looking forward to that. In addition, maybe you have considered but don't know anything about getting a travel agent. I will help you with that. In the meantime, we have some, I wouldn't call it breaking news per se. I would call it extremely interesting news. Chelsea is here from the Official Tourism Bureau for Bristol, Tennessee, Bristol, Virginia. And Chelsea, it's nice to have you on the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. What is this, 3 days in a row with the two of us? They're going to start.
You might as well just move on to Bristol.
I think I should. Why not? Why, doesn't that happen, though, sometimes? Certainly. You hear people say, you know, I hear it all the time all over the world, and I certainly heard it in your town, too, which is, you know, because I ask him, how long you lived here? Well, I came here on vacation. I loved it so much, I moved here.
Absolutely. Our best resident started out as tourists. So yeah. Once you visit, you fall in love. It's impossible not to.
Now, you moved over from Bluntville, right?
Yes. So just up the road a few minutes, but I consider Bristol home all my life.
So I have a question for you.
Yeah.
People listening right now, they're like, oh, I've been to Bristol. I've seen it, been there, done that. One of the things you guys work at really hard is making sure that that tourism product is continually being refreshed. So what's going on? For somebody that hasn't been there, what would you say they need to be doing?
Yeah, of course. There is always something new happening. All of our partners here in town really work alongside us very well, like you said, to develop new products and push out things that are here and have been here for many years. There's so much history and culture here in town that maybe you know of, but you haven't fully experienced. We're so proud of the birthplace of country music. We're proud to be the birthplace of country music.
Yeah, hold on about that. We got to stop. Listen, if I go to one more place that says they've invented the mint julep, I might kill myself, okay? You know how it is. But here's the deal. Help me out with why is it that Bristol gets to claim that they are legit the birthplace of country music?
Legit the birthplace of country music. Officially designated by the United States Congress in 1998.
Yeah.
But that's because in 1927, Ralph Peer came here from New York and held 2 weeks worth of recording sessions, which Johnny Cash claimed was the most important event in country music history. So from that came the music of Jimmy Rogers and the Carter Family, just to name a couple.
Mm-hmm. And that museum, I have to talk about that museum for a second. Do you mind? I mean, listen, we got all the time in the world. Maybe we'll do a 2-hour show. I'm sure you would love that. But I went in there. And one of the points that was made is that they've been trying to get this museum built and opened for a number of years, like decades, right?
Yeah.
And what the point, it's a relatively new museum, right? Is it 2014 it opened? Is that right?
2014.
Okay, right. So the point that I learned when walking through that museum, first of all, it's 24,000 square feet, which is kind of hard to really wrap your head around how big that is. But for as big as it was intimate enough that it was easy to walk through, and it really is state of the art. I mean,
yeah.
The interactive things that you can do with music, the kids must love it, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, from kids to older senior groups that come and visit here, there's something unique for everybody. And even if you are not a fan of country music, you will find something that you love and something that you didn't know when you walk through this museum. I still find that I'm discovering things every time I walk through, and I have been through more than a couple of dozen times.
Mm-hmm.
So it's truly a gem here in Bristol. And, I mean, who can really say that a town of our size is home to a Smithsonian-affiliated museum?
Agreed. How many people live there? Was it like 50,000 or so?
It's under 50. We have around 44,000 combined population for Bristol, Tennessee and Bristol, Virginia.
And I love that, too. I mean, I hate to bring it up because I know you're like, yeah, I've talked about this enough ad nauseum, but thanks to Geico. But again, can we talk about why that Geico commercial even existed?
All because there was a visitor. Like I said, people come here and experience Bristol. So there was a gentleman who worked for a marketing agency. Who came to our music festival, Bristol Rhythm and Roots Reunion, that's held every September. He was just experiencing the museum and the downtown State Street and our music festival, not there working. He was just enjoying it as a tourist
right. And
loved it so much that he took that idea back and brought back Geico to film a commercial right in our downtown on State Street, and that really exploded some tourism for us.
Somebody on the crew said, you know what they should do? They should have like a little mini gecko in the middle of the street and they should put it right there. I'm like, yeah, so the senior citizens could trip over it and sue them. That's a great idea. Keep trying over there. but it's true. But, you know, to me, those are one of those things. And then you've got a new hotel opening up. Is that right? What's the name of the hotel?
The Bristol Hotel opening in next week is the grand opening.
Oh, it is. It's next week.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. That's. Oh, how many? Do you know how many rooms is? It's pretty. It's a boutique hotel, yeah. Right?
Yes, less than 70 rooms total, but does include a restaurant in addition to a rooftop bar, and just a very boutique property that's not like anything else around here. So we're thrilled to have it and can't wait to see it open next week.
And I'm sorry, what's the name of the lakes? Holston Lake? What is it?
That's Holston Lake.
Holston Lake. Do you go up there sometimes for lunch and just like sit there and look at the water? Honestly.
You caught me doing that on our visit, right?
I did. It's true, because that's what we did. Of course, we get up there like, oh, yeah, we're going to this lake, you know, whatever. You know, we're there to work. We got things to do. You get up there and you're like, oh, my gosh.
Yes.
It's absolutely stunning. How do you describe that lake to people that have not seen it?
Stunning. Breathtaking. Just like you said, we get that a lot when we have visitors come. And we say, we're going to send you to South Holston Dam and South Holston Lake. And everyone thinks, you've seen one lake, you've seen them all.
Right.
But until you really hit the top of that dam and can just sit there and take in the beauty of South Holston Lake with the mountains right at the foot of the lake behind it, it's just breathtaking and beautiful year-round, whether the mountains are covered in snow or the leaves are beautiful in the fall. It's really something to see.
See, now I can see myself getting out on a boat and doing some just fishing, like literally floating around with a six-pack of beer and just relaxing for an afternoon completely. And yeah. And you're so – but again, it took us like, I don't know, what, 6 minutes, 4 minutes to drive there?
Yeah, it's just a quick hop from downtown Bristol. It's really beautiful.
My video crew complaining. Whatever, that's just another matter. It's another matter altogether.
They just wanted to stay there, I think.
I think
we
they did.
Could have
ended the It's very true. I don't think they wanted to leave. But then we went off to lunch. Now, we're going to put this together in a video. So it's not ready yet. So, but it's worth noting that we had such a good time because it was so easy for us to navigate. It was so – and then we come around the corner, and I think we had a little lunch at two different places. We went to Bank Street. Did I get that right? Okay, so Bank Street for lunch, and then we walked over to the, what's the name of the burger place? Because that place.
The Burger Bar.
The Burger Bar. That guy. I mean, both of those places. I would drive 2 hours for a burger from that place. And it's funny, he served us lunch. He served the entire crew lunch, and he said, well, gee, you know, if I had a little more time, I would have prepared something a little. I'm like, what are you talking about? This is amazing. I had I don't know what he calls it, but I had a real version of a Big Mac. No, just speaking of McDonald's, like it was I don't even know how to describe. It was amazing, amazing. So yeah, all right. Now let's talk. First of all, what's the website so that I don't forget?
For discoverbristol.org.
Okay, that's pretty easy to remember. Discoverbristol.org. Okay, good. And how about time of year? Are you truly a four season destination? What would you recommend?
We really are, and you know, we know that a lot of destinations see their peak seasons and typical travel season, but we are a very event-driven destination, so we host three major events throughout the year that draw in huge numbers, and those include the two races at Bristol Motor Speedway.
Which I loved.
That's a must on everyone's list.
Yeah.
So they host a race in April and August, and if you can just imagine... our city with a population of 44,000 and a stadium that holds 160,000.
Right.
That's quite a big deal for us to host that 2 weekends a year, plus Rhythm and Roots Reunion in every September. And that usually brings in an additional 50,000 visitors. So, but beyond that, there's something to do and something to experience all year. So if it's winter and you're avoiding some other destinations, you can come here and still do some of the outdoor recreation. You can still go visit the lake. We have beautiful caverns that are open year-round, and the climate is great in the caverns year-round. And, of course, Bristol Motor Speedway has Speedway and Lights every winter.
Oh, yeah. And
that's something that should be on everyone's bucket list.
Absolutely. How does that work again? You actually get to drive around on the track, right?
Yeah, they take over the entire Bristol Motor Speedway and Dragway property. So it's 4 miles of a Christmas experience. They have over 2 million lights and light displays, and they key it some to music. And then the final stop along the journey is actually driving your own car down into Bristol Motor Speedway on the track, one lap around the track, and then you end up in the infield at Christmas Village with Santa, and they have fire pits with s'mores. It's something that everyone should experience this Christmas.
I would imagine that's why they call it Bristol, comma, baby.
It's Bristol, baby.
Chelsea, thank you for this. Thank you for being such an amazing host, too, and helping us knock out a killer video. I saw some rough cuts of it yesterday. I look forward to releasing it. You guys were terrific. We really appreciate it.
Well, we can't wait to see the video, and we can't wait to see you all back here in Bristol.
That we will do. We will take a quick break. Oh, yeah, we have to do that. We have to pay some bills. We'll be back. It is Eric, the Travel Guy Radio. We'll continue in a matter of moments, so stay with us. Oh, we've got some checked luggage information to get to. We have our radio experiment to get to, and I've got another itinerary you might want to consider by the end of the year. Oh, and how do you know if it's safe to go to a particular place? Well, we will solve that, too. We are just knocking them off the list here at Eric the Travel Guy Radio. Stay with us.
Gentlemen, welcome aboard Flight 923 with nonstop service to Travel Radio Excellence. The safety features of this radio show are detailed on the safety information card in the seat back pocket in front of you. Should there be a sudden loss of cabin pressure due to poor planning or bad execution, an oxygen mask will extend out from your radio. This is our inaugural flight, so let's keep those seat belts fastened just in case. Thanks for flying with us.
Excuse me, sir. There's been a little problem in the cockpit.
The cockpit? What is it?
It's the little room in the front of the plane where the pilots... That's not important right now.
Now, from the worldwide headquarters of the most trusted name in travel, this is Eric the Travel Guy Radio. Now, here's Eric.
Yes, the entire program dedicated to helping you with ideas on where to go and what to do and where to stay on your next vacation in the hopes that perhaps you will experience the potentially life-changing positive power of travel. Yeah, try to say that a couple times fast. Because the theme of the week is participating and being in the world in which you want to live in. And by the way, I said I wasn't going to say Kavanaugh, and I said it again, but fine. But the midterm elections are a month away. Did you register to vote? Oh. Did you vote in the last election? So it's your fault. No, it's not political. It doesn't matter. That really doesn't matter to me. Because that's not what this program's about. We could talk about that. You call me later. We could talk politics. Fine by me. I like to talk about politics, just not on this program. But I will tell you this. If you don't like the world in which we're in at this moment in time, I would say you need to get involved. Be a part of the solution as opposed to standing on the sidelines and commenting on Facebook. That's nice and all. But really... And that's part of why we do this program. Part of the reason we do this program is so that you and I together can experience places that maybe you only dreamed of going. Maybe there will be places that we talk about on this program that you will never go to. There are certainly places I don't think I'm going to get to in my lifetime. Now, I'm hedging my bets a little bit. And the reason I'm hedging my bets is because, A, I got a U.S. passport, one of the greatest passports in the world is from the United States of America. I have one. It's true. What are you saying? Can't hear what are you, a mime back there in the lead? Come on. Can't.
Why is it the best?
It's just because look into it. There have been articles written about this, about the different, you know, how you're treated in other parts of the country. And while we should always be critical of our government, that's part of the beauty of this country, is that we should be critical of our politicians and of our laws, and we should always be questioning them, and because that we have the freedom to do so. And when you hold a U.S. passport, that is a signal to the rest of the world that we are free citizens in this country. It's why we came here. Speaking of coming here, you might want to drop in on Plymouth, Massachusetts, because if you think you don't care about pilgrims and Native Americans and the relationship that was started way back in the day, you ought to go up there and take a look at the Pilgrim Museum and go and take a look at the artifacts that were brought over on the Mayflower, some of which still exist, and you can look at them. You can be 2 feet from them. It's pretty incredible. And look at the number. There's a wonderful infographic, and I wish we had a picture of it, but I will locate this. I will get this picture and put it up on the website, because it's funny, it's really interesting to see how many people came over on the Mayflower versus how many not a year later made it to the first Thanksgiving, the first harvest autumn feast that lasted for 3 days. How many of them died just in the process? It was hard, you know? Like that's a part. So again, when I say, while travel is not political per se, if you want to go out and actually see other parts of the world, you're going to need a U.S. passport to do so, or a passport from your home country, of course. So do you have one? Statistically speaking, only about 45 to 55% of Americans even own a passport. They say, okay, well, maybe that's too much for you. That's fine. You realize how big this country is to begin with? You want world-class beaches? Yeah, we got that. You want mountains? Got that. Deserts? Got it. Big, giant hole in the ground out there in Nevada and Arizona? Yeah, got that. Pretty spectacular. Pretty amazing. You want big, world-class cities with melting pot of some of the greatest artists and food in the world? Chicago comes to mind. San Francisco comes to mind. Los Angeles comes to mind. New York obviously comes to mind. Washington, D.C., Boston, Massachusetts, you want that? You want small town, rural America, small town, anything? We have that too. So my point is, oh, I forgot, forests. You know, we were in the Pennsylvania Great Outdoors region, which you've never heard of. And that's fine. I hadn't either. I almost fell off my chair again. Either this chair is too small or my ass is too big. I can't decide which one. That's another... This portion of the program brought to you by Jenny Craig. Now, listen, we were up in the Pennsylvania Great Outdoors region, which is essentially, I can't remember if it's four counties or five counties plus a state forest. Okay, it's up in like northwestern Pennsylvania. Get out a map and look at how big the state of Pennsylvania is. America's first big state, one of the original 13 colonies. It's a gigantic place. And we went up there to shoot an episode of the TV show, which you can see the full episode of PBS.org. Or go to ericthetravelguide.com. You'll find the link on that. But go up there, watch the episode. And what we found, first of all, Punxsutawney Phil lives there, the world's most famous groundhog. I mean, hello. Talk about the pinnacle of my career. I interviewed a groundhog. Anyway, there's a herd of wild elk. And I can't really think of no person comes to mind that would care less about elk than me. Sorry. No disrespect to the elk or the Pennsylvania Great Outdoors region, okay? I'm not planning any trips to go see elk. Just not. But of course, we show up, and it's amazing. You get these close to this wild herd of elk, and it takes your breath away. Just doing that. Forest. You know, you talk about timber barrens and how they were cutting down the trees to make these homes and the woodworking that was going on and I just can't eat these Victorian homes. They're stunning, and these exist all over this country. So again, my point is, if you're going to participate, you can participate in the world you want to live in a number of different ways. You can A, leave the country and go learn about something else. I'm telling you. I have been all over the world, and I have never felt unsafe. Never. I also don't do stupid things. There's that to consider. You know, I don't put myself at risk. I mean, I take some risk, but not, you know, I value my life too much to do, you know, some crazy things. I have friends who do crazy things. They're going on vacations in Afghanistan and things like that. That's great for them. That exists. You can do it if you want to. Not me. I'm good. There's some parts of the country, some parts of the world I wouldn't travel to at this moment. And that changes. It ebbs and flows. Look, we were just on a cruise ship last week. We were on the Norwegian Getaway. It was a 7-day itinerary. We went to two stops in Mexico. Now, if you go to the State Department website, you get the daylight scared out of you. Oh, my gosh, don't go to Mexico. It's craziness. Like the border violence that goes on between the drug dealers, yeah, that's and the cartels, that exists. That's a real thing. They behead people all the time. It happens. It's true. But again, you not going to Cancun or Cozumel or the pyramids of Chichen Itza. That's like you making a decision not to go to Los Angeles based on the murder rate of Detroit. That doesn't make any sense, does it? No. But the State Department doing their job, putting out travel warnings. If you want to know how or if a place is quote-unquote unsafe, you check the State Department website. They issue warnings every day, every hour if need be, for various reasons. One of the bigger concerns of mine is disease, quite frankly. I'm a little more concerned about disease than I am being beheaded. Because the way I see it, hey, my world is based on faith, so my time to go is my time to go. That is another reason why I would suggest you get a travel agent, which that may be a completely foreign thing to you. What are you talking about? I have a travel agent. It's called My Computer Box. I just go online, I type in beach vacation, I get, 6.9 million results, and I just sift through those. Come on. Get a travel agent. They're not going to charge you more. You're going to pay the same amount with a travel agent that you would if you booked it online. Why? Because the travel agent gets a commission from the other side, not from you. Why would you get a travel agent? Because they'll know. They'll tell you. Is Honduras safe? Parts of it are. Where we were, Roatan, completely. Again, I wouldn't spend a lot of time at night in some of these destinations. I really wouldn't. But that has nothing to do with Roatan. It has to do with, that's just my personal choice. Mexico. We were in Belize. It was incredible. We swam with dolphins. We went zip lining. I was just in a race car 2 days ago. That has nothing to do with the cruise. We pet tigers. We had monkeys on our shoulders. It was incredible. Even for a guy who does it for a living. It's time to really seriously consider what we're talking about. All right, I have to take a quick break. I've talked too long once again. And then we're going to do our radio experiment right after this break. You wait for it. It's going to be epic. I can't wait. It's Eric the Travel Guy Radio. We will continue. Stay with us.
Check Rolling Stone magazine's Axel Foley. That's what it is.
No Rolling Stone, no Axel Foley. I'm sorry, sir.
Don't you think I realize what's going on here, miss? Who do you think I am, huh? I'm a small reporter from Rolling Stone magazine that's in town to do an exclusive interview with Michael Jackson that's going to be picked up by every major magazine in the country. I was going to call the article, Michael Jackson is sitting on top of the world, but now I think I might as well just call it, Michael Jackson can sit on top of the world just as long as he doesn't sit in the Beverly Palm Hotel.
And excuse me, sir. It seems that we do have a last-minute cancellation. There is a room available. It's a suite, but I'll only charge you the single room rate.
Thank you. I'm sorry I got upset. It's probably from jet lag or something. I'm very tired.
This is Eric the Travel Guy Radio.
Probably jet lag. Exactly. One of my favorite movies, Beverly Hills Cop, Eddie Murphy, a classic, an absolute classic. Speaking of which, travel movies are really an excellent way to sort of get the juices flowing about where you are thinking you might want to go. I love watching travel movies for that very reason. Now, it may not be a movie about travel. It may be something about something else, Beverly Hills Cop being one of them. But what a wonderful love letter to Beverly Hills. I mean, it's a little dated now, of course, but The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, that's a wonderful movie. It's not the greatest movie in the entire world, but Kristen Wiig is in it. I love Kristen Wiig. She's hilarious, and it's a great travel movie. And it talks about the adventures in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. That's hilarious. John Candy and Steve Martin. Of course, National Lampoon's Vacation comes to mind. There are lots of them out there. You just kind of look around and you'll start to see all the Bond movies. The Bond movies are those are excellent travel movies. They're all shot on location. They're very good at that, about shooting on location. Anywho, it is Eric the Travel Guy Radio from the FMT Insurance Studios here on Talk Radio 92.3 and AM 760. The phone number is 865-888-TALK, 865-888-8255. Now, we talked about getting a travel agent. We talked about that today. If you want one, you can have my travel agent. You can call her. Her name is Melissa Spearster. She's amazing. Go to erickthetravelguy.com, type in the search box, travel agent. Not very difficult to maneuver there. And give her a call and tell her what you want to do and ask her her opinion and ask her some questions. And then when you come up with something, then you go on a trip. So we talked about that. That's on the website. You can go and take a look at some videos related to that carnival trip that I was talking about that we're going to take in March. And I think we've even got a discount for listeners. We have to. We'll get into that later on. The Hubert Smith radio program, by the way, is coming up at 4 o'clock. Maybe this is the first time you're listening to this show because you listen, you know, religiously at 4 o'clock every week. I do when I'm in town. So that's coming on at 4 o'clock today. And I was like hearing his perspective. I wanted to do this earlier, and we got sidetracked doing some other things. And we're going to do a little radio experiment today. Now, here's the deal. My problem with this experiment going in is that you're not going to participate. You're going to say you're participating, but you're not really participating. So I want you to do this. Talking about living in the world we want to live in, right? You know, participating. So I want you to participate. If you're driving right now, pull over to the side of the road. Go ahead. I'm serious. You think I'm not kidding. Go ahead. Pull off to the side of the road. Put it in park in a nice, safe place. If you're listening with your eye, whatever you're doing, I want you to just sit for just a moment. I want you to put your hands somewhere where they're comfortable. I don't want a lot of tension. I want you to close your eyes. You going to do this, Natalie? You can do it. All right. Go ahead. Close your eyes. There you go. There you go. Keep it nice and easy. Now, I want you to picture a really cool countryside. Close your eyes. You think I'm kidding? Take a nice, deep breath. Go ahead. Feel that countryside? Right? You feel the sun? Feel the sun? It's nice and warm. It's not too warm. Not too warm. It's nice. I want you to picture a car. A convertible. Get in it. Go ahead. Start the engine and start driving. You feel the wind? Did you put the top down? Start to feel the wind? There's nobody else out there. It's just you. You feel that wind go through your hair? What's it smell like? Smell pretty good? You're relaxed. You're not thinking about Brett Kavanaugh. You're not thinking about anything. Just being in that very moment. Maybe, you look over to the passenger seat and you see somebody else with you. You see her. You see him. You smile at each other. Pretty cool, huh? Maybe you stop off. You get a little gas on one of the side roads. One of those little country places that serves food. And you guys laugh over lunch. You start telling jokes, right? Nothing else matters, right? Get back in the car. You get back in the car and you keep driving. You find one of those songs that you both know the words to and you start singing at the top of your lungs. Remember this? Yeah. Your cell phone isn't anywhere. There's nobody else around and you just keep driving. You just keep going. Pretty cool. The air is cool. The sun is warm. And what'd you do? All you did was hang out with a friend of yours. Maybe your wife, maybe your husband, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, whatever. All you did was take a little vacation. So you see, that to me is what it's all about. So that's our social radio experiment for the week. Have a great week. I'll talk to you next week. It's Eric, the Travel Guy Radio. Thanks for listening.